Remember, your employment rights are your passport to right treatment at work before day one on the job. Don't let anyone convince you otherwise. You're listening to the Employment Rights Online podcast, where we discuss everything employment rights and the job. Hi everyone. In last week's episode, we focused on the key actions you can take to limit the chances of bias in the recruitment and selection process. However, that said, we have to acknowledge that if an employer is going to adopt a biased position, then no matter what you write or do not write on your CV or application form, you may be at the receiving end of poor behaviour. But did you know that even before you submit your CV or application form, you have employment rights to protect you from that bias? In this week's episode, we're going to share the top five employment rights that you have before you have even submitted your CV or application form, so that you at least have some idea of what you might be able to do to challenge unfair or biased decision making. In the UK, your employment rights begin long before you clock in for your first day at work, or even before you send in your application form. These rights are designed to ensure fair treatment in the recruitment process. The rights are also there to safeguard you against discrimination, and the rights are in place to ensure your privacy and data protection. Understanding these rights can give you some insight into what needs to happen for you to have a degree of surety that you're treated fairly every step of the way. The first employment right is the right to non-discrimination. One of the most fundamental rights under UK employment law is protection against discrimination. We've mentioned this many times in our previous podcasts. The Equality Act 2010 is a cornerstone piece of legislation that protects job applicants and employees from being discriminated against based on protected characteristics. Protected characteristics are identified in the Act as age, disability, gender reassignment, marriage and civil partnership, pregnancy and maternity, race, religion or belief, sex and sexual orientation. What this piece of legislation means for employers in the hiring process is that from the moment a job advert is posted, employers must ensure that their recruitment processes do not discriminate against anyone possessing one or more of these characteristics. This means that job descriptions, application procedures, recruitment and selection procedures, and finally interview procedures must be inclusive and accessible to all. And here, there are simple things to look out for, like, for example, insisting on a job advert on a specific number of years of continuous employment, which could discriminate against women who have taken career breaks for maternity reasons or individuals who have had periods of ill health or disability. Or, for example, insisting that potential employees must be above a certain age to apply for a particular job, which obviously discriminates against young workers. Unless there are specific reasons why that age limit is there, then it's illegal. So when you're getting ready to submit your CV or application form, or you're looking at any criteria put in place for selecting applicants, or you are looking at the arrangements for interview, then look at everything and filter the information you are seeing through the lens of the Equality Act. And that way you can be as sure as you can that you have an equal chance as everyone else to get through the door to an interview and to be successful at getting that job. The second right to look at is your right to privacy and data protection. Now, it's easy to overlook the importance of this right, but when you submit a job application, you're sharing personal information with a potential employer, and that means the employer has responsibilities to you. Under the UK's General Data Protection Regulation, which is UK GDPR, and the Data Protection Act 2018, your prospective employer has a legal obligation to handle your data fairly, lawfully, and transparently. This means that employers must, not may, but must take these protective actions. Employers must only collect data relevant to the application process. Employers must keep your data secure, and employers must not share your data without your consent, unless legally required to do so. So that feeling that you may have had that your employer may have shared a piece of your personal data with another prospective employer after you left your last job on bad terms, as a way of scuppering your chances of getting your next job, well, if you could prove that on the balance of probabilities, which is the legal standard in employment law, then the sharing of that data could be illegal. We know it happens because some industries operate in very small circles, and if you fall out in one area of the industry, then someone can actively affect your chances in another part of the industry by sharing parts of your data. Like we said, if you have evidence that could prove the illegal sharing of your data prevented you from working, you may have something here, because all employers must inform you about how your data will be used, stored, and for how long your data will be kept. And that's to ensure that your personal information is not misused or kept longer than necessary, particularly if you have not been successful in your application. The third right you have is the right to reasonable adjustments. Some employers underestimate the importance of this right during the advertisement or recruitment and selection parts of the hiring process. The law says that if you have a disability, UK employers are required to make reasonable adjustments to ensure you are not at a disadvantage in any part of the hiring process. This could include providing application forms in accessible formats, ensuring interview venues are accessible, or adapting assessment procedures to ensure applicants with a disability are fully able to engage in the process on an equal footing. Failure to make those reasonable adjustments constitutes discrimination under the Equality Act 2010 and is therefore illegal. If you see it, record it and report it. The fourth right you have is protection against prejudicial questions during the application process, which could be used to pull your application out before you have even been considered for interview. During the application process, employers should avoid questions that could be used to discriminate against you. For example, questions about health or disability are generally not allowed before a job offer is made, except in specific circumstances, such as employers needing to establish where reasonable adjustments might be needed for a particular assessment or for when you start day one of your job. Similarly, questions about marriage, plans for children, or sexual orientation are irrelevant to your ability to perform a job and should not be asked. If you see questions like this, then there may be an attempt being made to bias you out of the hiring process before you've even had a chance to compete. So if you see it, record it and report it. The fifth and final employment right you have is the right to transparency in automated decision making. And this is an area we're going to come back to in a later podcast, because we have growing concerns here about the violation of candidate employment rights. Why do we say this, and what does this mean? Well, in case you didn't know, increasingly, employers use automated systems to sift through job applications. Automated sifting tools, or what's commonly known as candidate screening software, well, they're sets of data-driven technologies that are increasingly being used to assess applications for particular roles, using natural language processing to evaluate your CV and personal statement. Under UK GDPR, if you're subject to a hiring decision based solely on automated processing, and that includes profiling, and the whole of that automated process has legal effects concerning you or significantly affects decision making for you, then you have the right to be informed about this. You also have the right to challenge any decision from these processes and to request a human looks at your application form. So under the Equality Act, if you believe automated decision making has unfairly profiled you, you have the right to request a human looks at your CV or application form. The final thing we want to say here is that although you do not have an employment right to feedback from the hiring process, feedback is one of the opportunities that can help you to determine the fairness of the hiring process you have just been through. So ask for feedback, and ask for feedback at every step of the way if you can get access to a human. And we mean that because it's increasingly difficult to speak to a real person during these hiring processes, unless or until you get to an interview. Whilst feedback is not a legal requirement, it is considered good practice for employers to provide feedback to unsuccessful candidates, even if just for support with your personal development and future applications. So find someone you can write to and ask why your application wasn't shortlisted, or why you were not selected for interview, or why you didn't get the job. And that's it for this week. Our takeaways for this week are that knowing your rights before even sending your application can provide a level of protection and confidence with the hiring process, because there are employment rights in place to better ensure the recruitment or hiring process is conducted fairly, giving every candidate a fair chance based on merit rather than personal characteristics or background. Remember, if you need any help with anything related to CVs, hiring processes, or help with any other employment rights matter you may have, you can find all our support links at the bottom of the show notes for this episode. And if you would like to book a consultation with us to look at bullying or abuse, which you may be suffering at work, or any other employment rights concern you may have, you can email us at employmentrightsonline@gmail.com. Alternatively, you can go directly to our consultations booking page using the consultations link, which is also in the show notes. Finally, remember you can help us by sharing our podcast information with your family, friends and colleagues, and by leaving us a review on iTunes or a rating on Spotify if you enjoy our podcasts. Until next week, have the best employment rights week that you can. Bye for now.